Answer my question!
Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
That's right. We're back with another THN Answer of the Week podcast where we play your answers to the question of the week, and then we either make fun of you or disagree with you. One of the two. We rarely agree because you guys are just wrong all the time. It's so weird. Joe Patrick, why don't we tell these kids what we asked them this week?
Well, Matt Baum, this week's question was, what non-superhero comic would you like to see adapted for film or television?
Hey.
No capes and tights.
I thought we said we could do capes and tights, just not big two.
No capes and tights, but that does not mean no superpowers.
Oh, okay.
Something in the vein of Sleeper or Preacher.
Fair enough.
You see what we did there?
All right.
That's how we do it. We got so many MP3s.
We got a bunch of MP3s.
It's stupid.
The MP3 crew is swelling. I love it.
One,
it could be an
two,
all
three,
soon.
Four, five.
It could be an all MP3 show.
I think we got five different MP3s.
I love it. All I ask is that you limit your MP3s to 2 to 3 minutes tops. Can't come on the show like Shonix and talk for 15 minutes and hog all the bandwidth. Come on. Let's start with Nathan Bradford. He did it the old-fashioned way. He called our Google Voice number. Calling all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Let's see what Natro had to say.
Greetings, Two-Headed Nerd. This is Nathan Bradford, a.k.a. Hallucinathan, on the message board with my answer to the question of the week. What non-superhero adaption would you like to see made for film or television? I know that probably a lot of people are going to say, why wasn't that Lock and Key pilot picked up? That was the most boneheaded move that a network could make, because from what I understand, it was quite wonderful, and my wife certainly loves Lock and Key, but my vote is actually going for J. Michael Straczynski's Midnight Nation. I think that would be a really great series adaption, as long as it had a conclusion. This can't be something that goes on too long like Lost. This has to have a natural beginning, middle, and end. But it still has enough breathing room to make room for little side stories, such as the one issue that focused on Lazarus. I think that right now the climate for the viewing is perfect, because with the haves and have-nots being at such a huge divide, and Midnight Nation being about groups of people who have just basically slipped through the cracks and are basically neither here nor there, I think this would really strike a chord with some viewers. It could also be very divisive among viewers, but I certainly think that this is worthy of some sort of adaptation, whether it be a feature film, but I personally think that this would be a better television series. Thanks.
Thank you for your call, Zach De La Roca. Wow. Laying down some political insight for us.
I think it would release Racket Court, says Google Transcript.
I'm a big Racket Court guy myself, let me tell you.
That's my favorite show from
Nathan
the 80s.
Bradford, digging there. I like that. Midnight Nation, that's a good call.
Yeah, I think, you know, when he was describing it and he was talking about people that slip through the cracks and how it would be a really cool, you know, setting for a show, my mind immediately went to Straczynski's Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Which, he was not a comic that he wrote, but he helmed the show.
He wrote the show, yeah. It was great,
and
too. I was a fan.
It's a different story, but, you know, something like on Showtime.
Theo Huxtable is so damn good on that show.
His name is Malcolm.
Maybe it is to
He's
you.
He's got a name.
Maybe it is to you.
Yeah. But I think that Midnight Nation would make a great show.
Totally.
I love that series.
I'd like to see the BBC do it. They're good at that when they take, like, you know, a short series or two seasons and it's done, whatever.
Yeah, I suppose.
Here in the U.S., we stretch everything out until we hate it, you know?
That is certainly fair.
True. Moving right along, Los Angeles, California. I'm going to say this is Princess Ashley, but good old Google Voice is not giving it away. I'll tell you that much.
It's not, because she calls later.
Oh, I don't know who this is. Let's see.
Hey, Joe and Matt. It's Jason from Los Angeles. Your question is something along the lines of, what comic book show that's not about tights and capes that could be made into a TV show? And my answer is, of course, and the obvious answer, not Preacher, of course, is Ex Machina by Brian K. Vaughan and Tony Harris. This comic book series would be perfect for a TV show. Let me give you a little why. It's one part West Wing, one part superhero. I know you said no superheroes, but, like, the superhero stuff happens all in the flashbacks, so just give me a pass, guys, all right? And plus, the Tony Harris art makes it look like a movie already. It would be a perfect 5-season television series that would be loved on Netflix over and over. The character arcs of Mitchell Hundred and his father Kremlin, perfect. I cannot think of any better thing that would work, better comic book series anyway, that would work as a television series. And that's my vote. That's my choice. It's the obvious choice. It's the people's choice. It's the ex machina choice for everybody out there. A little bit of political speak for you guys, but just thought I'd throw out there. If you like any other my other stuff, I do make YouTube videos every week, guys. I just made the History of Doctor Who all-in-one take video. You can find me at youtube.com/Jawin, J-A-W-I-I-N. Big fan of the podcast, first-time caller. Take it easy.
Welcome aboard, Jace. You know what? I have no problem with anybody plugging anything on the show. I love it.
I'm glad he said, because I watched his video. He knows Princess Ashley.
Oh.
They're buddies. She is in the Doctor Who video.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. So I got to see her dancing around being weird.
Ex Machina. Excellent choice. That would be so good. Like an HBO series, or like he said, a Netflix series. I would love to see Sorkin write this. It's already written like a Sorkin TV show.
Yeah, that's fair.
Totally.
Well, I mean, why would you need to get Aaron Sorkin to write it? Get Brian K. Vaughan to write it. He writes for television.
But he can write too. I'm fine with that.
No, he can write it.
Well, I mean, like,
he writes for television.
Not even writing for it. I'd like to see Sorkin just direct the show.
I love this pick. I think it would make a great series.
Absolutely.
And you do get a pass for the superhero stuff, because it's not about him being a superhero.
Right.
It's about him being a failed superhero, or not a failed superhero, but
not failed.
Somebody that took his heroic deeds and spun it into a successful political career.
Thought he could do more good in the political realm.
Yeah, and it takes a dark turn.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, speaking I like that
of,
answer.
Speaking of Princess Ashley, she did call. She called next to see what she had. It's only 34 seconds. I hope she got through. Let's see what happens.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley calling with my answer to your question of the week, which, first of all, I want to call shenanigans on, because you asked that question a couple months ago, except you allowed superheroes. I think you guys are slipping in your old age and might want to hire someone to write your questions of the week for you.
Ooh.
Just saying. Two, I'm also not going to say any of this ex machina crap, because I gave my answer before, and the answer is obviously still lock and key, and if no one's seen that pilot, then I don't know what you're doing with your life. Run out and see it right now. I'll wait. You're welcome.
I love the dramatic pause. That was good. Normally, I would shorten dramatic pauses when I edit. I'm leaving that one in. That was great. Another vote for lock and key. Everybody got fired up by that pilot.
I haven't seen this pilot. Can I just go out and watch it?
I think it's on YouTube. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can watch it on YouTube.
Otherwise, I'm going to watch it.
You can download it from somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. Listen,
not that we would ever tell you to download anything illegally. We would never, ever do that. We wouldn't dream of it.
Ashley, I'm going to address your points one at a time. Nope. One, yes, we asked a question very similar to this before. Was it before we had the call-in show? I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
I think it was before the call-in show.
I don't think it was, but regardless.
I think it was.
Because she talked about lock and key. I think Princess Ashley talked about lock and key.
Yeah, last time she called and talked about this.
So it was not before the call-in
show. Okay, it was during the call-in show. Well, okay, Princess Ashley, I'd like to address this too. I apologize for Joe Patrick's laziness. I put him in charge of one thing.
One thing. One thing. I texted him and I said, Matt, I have no idea what
to do for the question of the week. This is different. I'm going to defend you. This is different. We said no superheroes. We want to hear other stuff. And I love it. And I think it's great.
I think lock and key is still very valid.
I think so too. Moving right along. We got too many calls to defend ourselves against every girl that calls in from LA and yells at us, okay?
There are so many.
This one's coming from Evanston, Illinois. And according to Google Voice, his name is White Brown White. I'm saying that is not correct. Let's see what we got here.
Hey, guys. This is Dwight Brown, Dwight163 on Facebook, in answer to your question of the week. We've talked about it before, and I'm just seems to be a slave to Warren Ellis, but we need to do an AMC show about global frequency. I know they did that pilot a while back. That was okay, but AMC would be perfect for this. That's all I got. Love the show. I'm going to start calling in more regularly, too. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Dwight.
Welcome aboard, Dwight.
Dwight Brown. Dwight Brown, I remember from many moons ago, he was one of our most faithful question of the week responders on the
Facebook. He would write it. Yeah.
I don't know if I recall him calling before.
I think it's the first time he's called.
But he's definitely a long-term listener.
Welcome aboard, Dwight. Digital high five.
That was a real high five.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was better.
That was better, but I still slapped your wrist.
Still suck.
Listen, there's a lot of technology in between us.
God, give me a break. I agree and I disagree. I would love to see a global frequency show. Second part, I do not think that pilot was good.
That pilot was great.
I didn't think it was great.
It's exactly the comic.
I didn't love it. It was not exactly the
comic. It was exactly the issue that it was based on.
No, yeah. I felt like they watered it down.
And Ensign Ro from Star Trek The Next Generation is Miranda Zero. Yeah,
I didn't mind that casting at all. I didn't mind that. But she might be a little old now.
Listen, Global Frequency is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Keith Silva and I did it in Take a Look, It's in a Book while Matt was who knows where.
It's true.
And it's a beloved around here. And I love that answer. Can't wait to hear you call back again, buddy. Thanks for your answer.
Moving right along. Harvey Locust calling all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. He lives out west, right, Harv?
How should I know?
I'm saying Westo. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, Harv.
Hey, Joe and Matt. This is Harvey Locust calling my answer of the week. And I was going to try to join the MP3 crew this time around, but I just hopped on Facebook and saw I only had 30 minutes to get my answer in, so I figured I'd better call. So my answer to this week's question, even though I'm sure everybody already thinks it and it's probably already been answered a million times, I'm going to have to go with Why the Last Man. Why not? Seriously, though, it was a great book, fun read. It could fit well into, I would say, a TV maxi series, maybe. Almost like maybe a season or two of television, or I really don't think it could make it. You could fit it into one movie, that's for sure. So I don't know about going the movie route, but a television series, I could definitely see it happening. I loved it. It was witty. It had a lot of reference points. One of the reasons I picked it up to begin with was because it was on an episode of Lost. And just like Lost, it has references a bunch of different pop culture things and, and a lot of literature and stuff like that. So that's my vote. Why the Last Man? Later.
Brian K. Vaughan knows how to pay his own bills.
That's right.
Product placement. I love the choice, and he's right. Should not be a movie.
Why the Last Man
should be a series. And you could squeeze 5 or 6 seasons out of
it. You could get a long-term series out of Why the Last
Man. Easily.
Because he goes through so much.
Yeah.
He goes through so much. Same with Ex Machina.
Yeah.
I mean, those are going to lend themselves well to, like, long...
Well, even though Ex Machina didn't last as long as Why the Last Man, there's still enough there. Oh, yeah.
Ex Machina was only 10 issues shorter than Why the Last Man.
Oh, really? I thought it was much shorter.
50 and 60.
Oh, I thought it was, like, 20 or 25 issues shorter.
No.
Yeah. Regardless, it should not be a movie.
Yeah.
If you're going to do Why the Last Man, please do it on television. Harv, thanks for the call, but now... It is time to slide over to the ever-swelling MP3 crew. It's getting insane. I love it. I wish we could turn this into an all-MP3 show. That would be so great.
No, come on. You keep adding restrictions.
An all-M4V show. Our first MP3, and she jumped right on it.
Oh, yeah. She was number one this week.
Shockling. Not screwing around. She's going for guest host status, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just warning you.
Next time you go on tour, I'm calling her.
I think she's got a bullseye on my back. Let's see what Andrea had to say.
Hi, boys. It's Andrea. At Andrea Shock on the Twitters and one half of Comics Therapy with that other guy. What's his name again?
Can't remember.
So my number one non-superhero book that's just screaming for a television adaptation is Brandon Graham's King City. I dig science fiction like whoa. And the urban sprawl sits choking on its discharge, overwhelmed by industry, searching for a modern day savior from another place feel of this book is just ripe for an aesthetically stunning character study with random acts of violence. The only thing I'd want to make sure of is a solid plan for the cat. Since nothing could throw this epic tale off its moors like a badly CG'd magic feline. I almost think a combined people/tune combo a la Roger Rabbit could work, particularly given Graham's drawing style. It would help prevent the weirdness from feeling too real in such a beautifully fantastical story. Good call on the Frigga chat last week, by the way. She wasn't fridged in my book.
Hooray!
They were under attack already, obviously. But you guys raised all the major points that I made in the original debate about the necessity of her death. High fives for everyone, except Frigga. She is still dead. Thanks, boys. Happy comics.
I believe you have the answer. I've got ideas too.
Dropping a little Bad Religion in the end there. I love it.
This song, it's a song about the answer.
Yes. Ah. I love it. I love it. It's poignant and it works. I love the idea of the human animation combination for something like King City, because it is as weird as it is. And that hasn't really been done in a long time. It would give it like a fresh, original, weird feel. I think it's a really cool idea.
I agree. King City is bonkers.
It is. It's nuts.
My only question is, like, it's so bizarre. Where do you put it? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like, I don't see, like, something like that would be perfect for a Netflix viewing audience or an Amazon Prime viewing audience. Like, you're already paying for it. They already made their money on it. Here's some original content that sci-fi geeks can get in on.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, stuff like that is
made for that. They don't have to be slaves to, you know, weekly ratings.
Right. I mean, look at Orange is the New Black, for example. This is a show, it's a women in prison show starring almost no leading men with a ton of, like, scary lesbian sex that wouldn't fit anywhere. And
I'm
Netflix,
terrified of lesbian sex.
And Netflix made it a hit. I mean, that, I think, I heard the creator speaking about it on, which it's a true story, by the way. Hmm. I heard the creator speaking about it on NPR, and she said basically everybody unilaterally, like, pass, 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 and Netflix went, we want it. I mean, so, stuff like that, stuff like, you know, this King City, that could fit really well there.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I think King City is magical, and I would love to see it. You know, my gut is to make it full animated, but like heavy metal, you know, like Heavy Metal the Movie, kind of like, not in that style, but an adult cartoon, grown-up cartoon.
Right.
Because it's just so trippy and weird and exaggerated.
It'd have to be totally psychedelic and bizarre.
And the way the characters move isn't natural. You know, I don't think it would have that same spark if you tried to make a live action version.
That's why I like the idea of the live action with animated. I think it would make it just weird enough and believable and fun, you know. Yeah. Moving right along, Keith Silva left us what's going to be a great MP3, I'm sure. Let's see what he had to say.
Hey guys, it's Keith Silva. My lousy sound effects CD.
Sound quality.
A gunfight. Because gunfight. I'm still smarting from my unhorsing, if you will, by the LTM and the question of the week a fortnight ago, but I shall soldier on. This question of non-superhero adaptations for a mostly non-superhero comics reader, this is like deciding between your favorite two-headed nerd. It's obviously... All right, Matt wanted a pitch, so here's my best pitch voice. Picture this, Local by Brian Wood and Ryan Kelly. You shoot the movie in black and white like Francis Ha earlier this year, and if you've never read Local, Joe...
I've read Local!
It's a 12-issue miniseries. Each issue was a standalone story. It's essentially a Bildungsroman, or a coming-of-age story, about a young woman named Megan as she moves from one North American town to another. Matt, if you haven't read Local, I doubt it, right, buddy? Read issue 3. It's called Theories and Defenses. It's about the lead singer in a rock and roll band and his bandmates years after the band has broken up. It is absolutely devastating, especially the last line and last panel of this issue. Unbelievable, unbelievable single issue. The beauty of Local, besides Ryan Kelly's artwork, is that even though Megan is the main character, the series doesn't always focus on her. Sometimes she's a background character, or she has a cameo, and in other issues, she's the main story. So it's not just one thing, not just following this one girl, but all these different events that take place in all these different towns across North America. Huh. Starting to rain. I'll wrap it up, guys. Also on this list, I would include two other non-Joe Patrick comics, 100% and Heavy Liquid, both by Paul Pope. Really love to see 100% adaptation. And how about Day Tripper by Moon and Ba?
Oh,
how about this? Casanova, Fraction, Ba. That would be pretty good. And of course, I'm still holding out for the Lock and Key TV series. Happy Thanksgiving, men. Best to you and your families.
I love the cheesy sound effects CD series that Silva has going on. Calling us in the middle of a gunfight. That was great.
I want to say that Keith Silva works in television.
Sure.
And so the fact that his calls and MP3s are always of such high sound quality is kind of cheating.
Oh, BS. You never complain when they have people to dance for a living on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I do complain.
Okay,
you're
good.
Wrong. That's That's shit.
They should go to prison.
Right.
Yes. Get killed there.
Yeah.
You heard me.
Shivved.
You heard me, black chick from Glee.
She's not a professional dancer. She's
whatever.
On Glee.
They dance every week on that show.
Nah. Whatever.
Regardless.
Whatever.
I hate it. I don't watch it.
Whatever.
Should we talk about what he talked about? Local by Brian Wood. Local is one that definitely lends itself to a TV show. I don't know that it needs to be in black and white, but it could be like a really good, like something like an IFC miniseries or something. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. That book was amazing.
Yeah, I love Local.
As far as some of the other stuff he noted, I don't know that you could do Paul Pope in a TV show. I really, it's just too weird, man. Especially 100%. Oh my God. And if you're going to do Casanova, I'm saying it has to be animated. I would totally watch Casanova.
Well, it's got like weird, like three-faced brain monsters.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever the hell they
Casanova
are.
Casanova has to be animated and just like nut, like the brought to you by the people that did Super Jail, you know, on Adult Swim. It should be crazy, you know. Good answers, though.
All I'm saying is that Andrea's at home with her poor USB mic or whatever she's got. And Keith Silva's set up on a soundstage somewhere on the East Coast.
I'm sure. I'm sure. He's working the graveyard shift and getting paid. Like using the TV studio, right?
Well done, buddy.
Moving right along. Aaron Myers probably had his kid call again. Let's see what he has to say this week.
I don't even think Aaron Myers reads comics anymore.
Oh, he's tugging on my heartstrings.
Hey guys, Aaron Myers here, THN Love Slave, MP3 Crew King, and co-host of the Comics Therapy Podcast, answering the question of the week for what would be our favorite or most anticipated comic book adaptation for a non-superhero property. And my pick, after a lot of thinking about it, would be DMZ by Brian Wood. I think it'd be a great TV show, maybe not a movie, but a TV show that's very pertinent to the current political and social situations going on in our world, but fantastical and kind of exciting enough to make it a really compelling TV show. So anyway, that's my pick. Hope you like it, and let's start production next week. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
I love the DMZ choice. And I loved DMZ. It would have to be a series. And I love that the A-Team theme is playing just for no reason whatsoever. Well, you get a huge win in my book for that. I love it. I love that Aaron Myers also calls himself the king of the answer of the week.
Yeah, let's not be hasty. Let's not be hasty.
Go ahead and crown yourself. I like it. I like it. Because then we can let them fight amongst themselves. We don't have to crown anyone. Let's just keep it nebulous so they're fighting all the time.
There you go.
But yeah, DMZ, excellent choice. Would have to be a TV show. Another thing that could not be a series. Too much going on. Way too much going on. Did you read DMZ?
I never did.
Oh, God.
Not for any particular reason. I never read Scalped either. It's just there's only so much time in the day. And it was the sort of thing I always meant to get caught up on and never did.
Both would be wonderful.
So, like, I have a stack. I have all 10 or however many Scalped trades and the first three DMZs. I just am waiting to get around to it.
Ugh. DMZ is wonderful. Excellent choice. Moving right along. Randy Andrews hitting us with an MP3 of his own. Is this Randy's first MP3 entry? He's called us before.
It's his first MP3.
This is his first MP3.
Welcome to the MP3 crew, buddy.
Hope you survived the experience, bud.
Hey, Joe and Matt. It's Randy Andrews joining the MP3 crew for the question of the week. The question this week was, what non-superhero comic series would you like to see adapted for film or television? Well, I have to stick to my guns on this one. Danger Girl, starting with the original comic storyline and moving from there. I'd say getting Amber Heard for Abby Chase, Nicole Silva for Sydney Savage, who's done a lot of television, and Natasha Henstridge for Natalia Castle.
Oh, I do know who that is.
That's the only one I know.
She can so do Russian. Probably probably not Sean Connery for Deuce, but it's a start. So that's my basic rundown on that TV series of what it would be. So that's my pitch. Hope you like it and love the question of the week. See ya.
Randy Andrews throwing his hat into the MP3 crew ring.
I love it.
I like the choice. I don't know those two first two women.
It doesn't matter because he gets extra credit for casting his show.
He did cast his show. Although Sean Connery, it's going to cost you some bucks.
Sean Connery is obviously the inspiration for Deuce.
Of course. In the original of course.
I love it, Randy. I think Danger Girl is super fun. And I think it would be a great show.
Certainly be a sexy one.
Yeah, you know, it's very...
There'd be a lot of bouncing around and hair flying on that show.
It's cheesecakey for sure, but it's very like Austin Powers. Not Austin Powers, because that's more like
how about
farce,
Charlie's Angels?
It's not even as serious as Charlie's Angels. No, but even more like...
Charlie's Angels is pretty lighthearted. It was not very serious.
It's super lighthearted.
Yeah. I would say Charlie's Angels meets, you know, James Bond. That's all it is. It'd be great.
That's what it is. That's what I said.
The heck out of it.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. Let's keep it rolling here with Bradley Moore, the amazing Spider Brad. I have a feeling I know how this one starts. Right on.
Hey, true believers, it's the amazing Spider Brad swinging into action. And when I'm not in the band Field Club laying down a bass line so thick, you might think it's made with three different personalities, I'm thwipping up my answer to the question of the week.
Not afraid to call out his band. I dig it.
This week's question has required me to hang up my tights, set down my web shooters, and take to the lonesome streets of Omaha, where I would quietly contemplate my answers. Now, I came up with two this time around, both of them from Image Comics, because they're killing it right now. First of all, a television series based on Eric Stevenson's Nowhere Men. Yes. I know we only have 6 issues of this, but ever since the first page of the first issue, I fell absolutely in love. There's corporate intrigue mixed with science, mixed with estranged viruses and space. It's absolutely amazing. I would love to see them develop the characters even more so, integrate these excerpts of novels and media interviews that are within the book that Eric Stevenson writes out. It could be an absolutely amazing television series, and we wouldn't even have to touch the space station in the first season. That right there, season finale of the first season, that's when everyone teleports off the space station. It could be insane.
Spoilers.
They have so much to work with, and there's only 6 issues. I can't wait to see the rest of this comic, but I think it would be an amazing television adaptation. As I took to the streets this week, having set aside my superpowers, I thought to myself, just what does this world need? Having seen my reflection in 3 different windows, I came to the conclusion that the world needs a movie where the star has not one, not two, but 3 different personalities. Could they be a cowboy, a ninja, and a Viking? You heard it right, true believers. Cowboy, Ninja, Viking by Image Comics, written by AJ Lieberman. That right there would be an amazing movie. And the worst thing about it is Disney had purchased the rights to make the film adaptation of this comic book. However, they dropped it to make World War Z. No, we don't need another Brad Pitt movie. What we need, true believers, is Cowboy Ninja Viking as a movie. I think it could be absolutely astonishing. I think Tarantino could direct it. I think the bright colors, the choppiness, the grittiness of the comic, and the quick jumps between the personalities and the discourse would really lend great to his characteristics. I think it could be a great movie, and I want to see it happen someday. I don't want to see more zombies. I don't want to deal with more zombies. I want to see Cowboy Ninja Viking. I want to see Duncan jumping out of that helicopter, slicing off a dude's head, and then I want to hear every one of his personalities talk to me. I cannot wait. I've got my fingers crossed that someday it will happen. If not, then we are doing this world a great disservice, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again, Matt and Joe, for making this awesome podcast and for letting me join the MP3 crew. Hopefully next week, the spider suit will be back from the cleaners and I'll be in full force. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Spider Brad out.
I picture Brad like a morning zoo DJ pushing buttons on his like little effects. So, to begin. Oh,
Nowhere Man.
I have not read Nowhere Man.
I've read number one.
I haven't read it.
And then got way behind.
Yeah. It's what I need to read.
It's been selling out.
I've heard it's
so
great.
I haven't had a chance to finish.
I've heard
the trade
really
is out now.
Yeah.
I loved number one. I believe that we reviewed it for the show.
You did as part of your five, I think.
I think we did.
Or maybe it was a main review, but yeah. I don't think I didn't read it. I don't think.
But it was good. It was really good.
Cowboy Ninja Viking. I have a feeling they made a little more money off World War Z than they would have on Cowboy Ninja Viking.
So it's interesting. Brad picked one thing that would work best as a series and one thing that might work best as a movie. And I think that those are both good picks. I think Cowboy Ninja Viking is something that you could tell with a movie. Whereas Nowhere Man, you'd want to stretch that out because it spans decades.
Fair enough. I don't know.
It's like the Beatles if they were scientists.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And those are both solid picks.
Right on.
And as always, Brad's call, thoroughly entertaining.
Totally awesome. I liked it. Get a background, walking around the cold streets of Omaha. That was fun. Let's see what Roderick Ruth has got for us.
Hey, Matt and Joe. This is the man that can't be stopped, Roderick Ruth, with an answer to this week's question of the week, which was, what non-superhero comic series would you like to see adapted into film or television? Well, with Preacher, Chew, and Powers in Development, Limbo at this time, I'd like to take a moment and reflect on the other elephant in the room from Vertigo Publishing, which consists of York Brown, Ampersand, 355, Dr. Allison Mann, and the rest of the cast from the series of Why, The Last Man, by Brian K. Vaughan and Pia Guerra. Oh, I'm not sure how to say that. It's an epic tale of a man in search of his girlfriend that is halfway across the world after a mysterious plague that wiped out the entire male gender, leaving apocalyptic landscapes under the rule of women. There's a ton of action, suspense, thrills, tons of gender jokes and laughs, but it also has such a touching character dynamic at its core. This needs to be done on cable network television, although it might be able to play on a major broadcast network like NBC or ABC. It's almost impossible to do as film, I think, unless it can be guaranteed as a trilogy, at least. My honorable mention goes out to Punk Rock Jesus, written and drawn by Sean Murphy. The content would push the envelope of confronting Catholicism, eugenics, and just overall human morality head on, but would be a great way to deliver some cool and edgy entertainment. The only drawback would be if it was on the CW and Chris's band, the Flak Jackets, ended up sounding like Linkin Park or Puddle of Mud or something cheesy like that. Well, that's my answer, guys. Cheers.
Love the Why the Last Man pick, and dude, totally stole my Punk Rock Jesus pick.
Oh, nerds.
That's where I was going with this. And I'm just going to go right into it. I want to see Punk Rock Jesus. I want to see Punk Rock Jesus. It'd have to be done on cable or Netflix or something. And I want it to be completely nuts. It's got to be violent and crazy and anti-religion. And I mean, oh man, it could be so much fun. And just the negative PR that it would get from all the religious right groups would make it an instant hit. Instant hit.
I didn't read it.
Oh, Punk Rock Jesus was so good.
I read number one. I thought it was just okay.
It was so amazing.
The art was amazing.
And just the biting take on entertainment and what we see as like reality television. And oh, man. Whoa. I love it. I love it. And I want the kid that plays Jax Teller to play the Irish guy.
Who?
What's his head? He was in Pacific Rim. Blonde dude.
Charlie Hunnam?
Yeah. Charlie Hunnam. Now that he's not doing 50 Shades of Grey, he can do Punk Rock Jesus. He's already got the biker thing down. He'd be great. He's not Jesus. He was Jesus' bodyguard.
I know. I remember. He was in the IRA.
Yeah, big scary guy.
Or his dad was in the IRA.
Or better yet, no. The dude with the scar from Sons of Anarchy. The actually Irish guy. He would be awesome.
You weirdo.
Okay, I have a choice for an animated show, too.
Okay.
I came up with one that would be, you know, just like regular television show. And then I want an animated show. Stuff a legend. That's what I would like to see.
Ooh,
I would love to see a beautifully animated Stuff of Legend, but I don't want it to be a movie. I want it to be a series, a TV show, because there's too much going on there, and it is so good.
Well, I mean, you could do a movie.
You could.
And cut out, like, Stuff of Legend, there's a lot of ancillary stuff. They do a lot of meandering.
Yeah,
I just not in a bad way. No. I love that book.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't want to reduce to that, though. I'd like to see them play it out. I'd like to see it have some legs.
My fear with that is that it would have to be a kid's show, or at least...
Not necessarily.
No, I know, but it would probably be... Like something that you'd find on the Cartoon Network.
You could do it all ages, but you could do it like in such fashion as like a Secret of Nim or a Watership Down.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it is a kid's show, but there's stakes and there's scary stuff happening.
Right. I'm not saying it's watered down, but I'm saying, do you make a kid's show? Like, does a kid's show succeed where it's that serialized, you know, where it's not just bite size? You can miss three and then come right back, Adventure Time.
If it's good enough, yes.
Well.
In your face. Joe Patrick?
I'm all for it.
Tell me about your choices.
I'm all for it. Roderick Ruth, I want to say thanks for calling. Matt just ignored you.
I didn't. I was mad that he took my pick.
The man that can't be stopped.
He can't be stopped.
What an OG.
I tried to stop him. Look what happened.
Yeah. All right. So, this is a tough question. Because it's hard not to just say I want a Daredevil show or whatever. You know, it's hard to have something not superhero related because that's what I love. But there are a lot of great non-superhero comics out there, and I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path.
Okay,
and I'm going to say
Camelot 3000. Am I wrong? I'm right.
You're right.
I'm right.
It's not Camelot 3000. I think that a show like Strangers in Paradise, or a comic like Strangers in Paradise,
yeah,
would make an amazing drama.
Yeah, that could be fun.
And it's the sort of thing where, you know, it's like a lot of the choices so far today have been obviously comic influenced. Like, I mean, like they're crazy sci-fi. Like they're comic book centric stories, whereas
right, even Why the Last Man, which is probably the most popular answer, and yeah, I'd love to see it too, very much comic book dystopian future.
Strangers in Paradise is a story that can be told in any medium.
Yes,
and I think that it is tailor made for a show.
And Terry Moore, that guy deserves some props, man.
Yeah, he does.
He's incredible.
And, you know, maybe Terry Moore's not interested in it. Maybe, you know, it's been too long.
Then Terry Moore's an idiot.
But I think Strangers in Paradise would be a great show.
I agree.
It could be a series that ran for several seasons. It's not just drama. It's not just romance. It's also got criminal intrigue.
Yes.
It's got comedy. It's got...
It's got everything. It gets even, like, a little... almost weird horror later on.
And no, but
it gets creepy. I mean,
it's thrilling.
Yeah, it gets creepy, certainly.
But I think that would be so good. I think that would be so good. And
that's a great choice. It's a great choice.
With Terry Moore, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think Strangers in Paradise, Echo, and Rachel Rising could all be amazing programs.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. And I think Terry Moore is like, I don't know why he's not getting more attention, and no pun intended, but like, why isn't this? Why doesn't he already have this in development?
Maybe he does.
Is it because he's working on his own?
I don't know.
Is it because he's not working for Robert Kirkman? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, not everybody's interested in adapting their stuff to be exploited for film and television.
And I get that, but I mean, he wants to get paid, obviously. And I just think his stuff is so good and already so cinematic.
Matt Baum.
It's shocking to me.
Expert insight into the artistic mind.
Terry Moore is the one that's constantly on Twitter and on Facebook and stuff saying, like, look, I need your support or this book's going to go
he's
away.
He's supporting his own work.
And that's good.
He's making his own living, this but not the every kind of
support where he wouldn't have to necessarily fight tooth and nail anymore.
Not every artist is interested in seeing their ideas exploited for other use.
Alan Moore, for example.
Not every rock band wants their songs to be in crappy television shows.
I don't either.
See?
I'd be in a much crappier band. mean, and I've had offers, I'm not going to lie, to be in those crappy bands.
But I think Terry Moore's, those three comics are all so different.
Those are excellent choices.
I think Echo would be an amazing sci-fi show. And while it did last a couple years, it was several trades worth.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could probably do a really good Echo movie. You wouldn't necessarily need to have a series, but
I think something like Echo would lend itself better to a series, though, in the sense that like there really isn't any name recognition. And it'd be the kind of thing where you could do a slow burn where people are like, man, this show is really good. You need to go and watch it, you know, instantly on whatever.com and catch up, you know, something like that. That's where stuff sure. like Echo, that's where they succeed. They're not going to go out and break $50, $70, $100 million in the theater because nobody knows what it is. But you can have a life on Netflix Instant Watch, on Amazon Prime.
I think Echo would have a great home on the Sci-Fi Network.
Absolutely.
I think that Rachel Rising, with the success of stuff like American Horror Story.
Yeah, Rachel Rising would be a smash.
American Horror Story, at least this season for sure.
Excellent, by the way.
Is female-led.
Yeah.
Terrible, gruesome horror.
Yeah, and it's great. It's so great. Every time they tell that, what's his name, Ryan Kelly?
Ryan
Murphy?
Murphy.
Right, every Ryan time Murphy. They tell Ryan
creator
Murphy.
Creator of Glee.
Yeah. Every time they tell him that he can't.
Needs a hug.
He can't do something on that show, he does it, and it's great.
Yeah. It took 3 seasons to get to the point where you can have a cast that's almost exclusively female.
Right.
And have it be a huge hit still. But I think that it shows that something like Rachel Rising, which is also primarily female.
Right.
Would really work.
Yeah.
And I think it's just got a great lore.
Hey, Oxygen Network. Hey, Lifetime.
No, it doesn't looking have to be a, on a ladies channel.
No, but I'm
channel.
Saying, I'm, it doesn't have to, but I'm saying, you looking for a hit that's going to make dudes tune in? Rachel Rising. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I think Terry Moore is 3 for 3 in terms of things that he's created that would make great long form shows.
I really like your choice. We're rambling.
We are rambling.
I really like your choice. I like everybody's choices. I love we got this many MP3s. That was totally awesome.
So many.
I love it. 2 different girls called us. That's crazy. I love it. But we need more. You're vastly outnumbered by the dudes on this show. Princess Ashley.
Listen.
Andrea Shockling. Round up your ladies. Get them to call.
Ladies are doing it for themselves.
I'd love to have like an all-girl power show sometime. Thank you so much for your calls. We will have another question of the week up this Friday. And, of course, there'll be another Two-Headed Nerd episode coming this weekend where we will blow your minds with our comic news, reviews, and expertise. Dudes and lady dudes, thank you so much for calling. We'll see you real soon.
Hey, nerds, if you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894 or using the Skype username Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the answer of the week section of the THN forums.